What is happening? I'm N64 Josh. This is an NPC mini, and we're going to be talking about a Nintendo Direct mini. So, jumping right into this thing, I do want to remind you guys, we do have a Patreon where you can get all of the main episodes ad-free. We've also got bonus episodes that are, they're a good time. They're good fun. Patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast. Go check it out. Now, let's jump into this. Tomorrow morning, Tuesday, June 28th, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, we got 25 minutes of info. Now, it's only third party. This is a partner showcase. We haven't seen a partner showcase in 2 years. This, to me, says that Nintendo's year has kind of been a little bit of a mess because of The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2 getting delayed. That's probably the major factor here. But that means we have the opportunity to see third parties really shine this year. And maybe that's why Nintendo has been relatively quiet, because they're waiting for this very presentation. This may fill out the rest of our year. Now, what can we expect? Pretty much guaranteed, Mario plus Rabbids, the sequel. We're going to see more from that game. The game that I'm the most anticipating and believe we are going to see tomorrow morning, I'll be very sad if I'm wrong, but I think GoldenEye. I think the Nintendo is going to be releasing GoldenEye, which will also be coming out on Xbox. We know the achievements have been leaked via Xbox's website. I mean, I don't know how that would actually be leaked, but it happened. So we know GoldenEye is somewhere. I think tomorrow is the day that we're going to see it. They will probably consider Xbox a third-party partner at that point, right? And we get to see GoldenEye on this Direct Mini. Really, really hoping. Fingers crossed. Let me know your thoughts in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. Let me know in Discord. I want to hear from everybody, though. What game are you really hoping we see? What is the game that you think could possibly happen? My hope here is that we don't see too many of these like cloud games. I know that it's great for people that only have a Switch and it lets them experience some games that would otherwise be out of reach. So I'm cool with that. But I want Nintendo to surprise us tomorrow. I want to be shocked at finding out that, you know, the team that makes Madden is going to be doing Mario Football. I'm getting wild, I know, but something along those lines. I want to see some Nintendo IP in the hands of third party, or even if it's not Nintendo IP, I want to be seeing some exclusive Switch games. And I don't want to see them just exclusive for the Switch so that it basically keeps them from other people. But I want to see games that are made exclusively for the Switch to be able to pull all the juice out of the Switch, not try to fit more game than it can hold into it. That's where my thinking is there. So really, really hoping that they're gonna knock our socks off tomorrow. Really hoping that we're going to see some things that are going to be pretty shocking. Now, on the rumor mill, as far as the rumor mill, not tied to this Direct, because again, they're saying partner showcase. The email that I got said nothing about first party. It's all partners. And that's fine. That's fine. I'm just really hopeful that there's something good. Now, in the rumor mill, there are talks of Metroid Prime getting a remaster for this holiday. So we may be seeing Metroid for this holiday. Now that comes via Jeff Grubb, usually a pretty reliable source when it comes to leaks, some of the time anyway. Good dude overall, but that would also be exciting. But when are we going to hear about this? This is what's a little bit shocking right now, is that we're going to hear from third parties. Now, mid, late August, early September, do we get a full-on Nintendo Direct like we've gotten years past? I know we just got Xenoblade Chronicles, but when is the next like real direct? Why a partner showcase? Nintendo did say a couple years ago, directs going forward would be different. And I mean, if you think about the last full direct, they gave us a lot of information and really a very clear roadmap. But I think it's difficult for the fans, for all of us, when it's like they're so few and far between. They're so few and far between. So hopefully a full-on direct is coming soon. But more importantly, hopefully tomorrow's direct really leaves everybody very excited, talking about like that. Hopefully there's a bunch of hype tomorrow. We're all very excited about the possibility of some new games making their way to the Switch. I know we're going to see them. I'm not overly excited for them, but I know we're going to see more remakes. Granted, I mentioned GoldenEye. That just gets me excited because of the nostalgia. But I want to see some fresh IP from third party, really, really dipping their toe in the water of the Switch and saying this is exclusive. And hopefully something that we can all get excited for. I feel like we finally hit an era now where Switch is not just about Nintendo games. Kind of like it was with it was said often that, like, you know, Nintendo fans only buy Nintendo games. Well, I feel like that's not completely the case anymore. The Switch has kind of has flipped that switch and just has people excited about gaming. I'm playing Turtles on there. I know there's people that play Fortnite on there. We're seeing a lot of fantastic third party support, but I want to see this showcase take it to the next level. Again, if you're watching this on YouTube, what do you want to see? Let me know in the comments or hit me up in the Discord, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye now.